driverless cars. Now, those are no longer science fiction. In cities like San Francisco, people are now using Uber-style ride-hailing apps to summon cars that have no drivers. Just imagine getting into a car with no one behind the wheel. Well, you don't have to imagine it. It's already happening. And some love it, while others are still, shall we say, adjusting. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Hayley Bentley, who we normally chat to as our UK-based journalist and former Middle East bureau chief for Channel News Asia. But Hayley, I don't really know how to introduce you for this topic, just to say that I know you were recently in San Francisco and you had a first time ride in a car with no driver. What was it like?
Yes, Paula, this is very sci-fi, back to the future, futuristic, isn't it? So yes, the first time I stepped into a driverless car, as you say, was during my recent trip to the American city of San Francisco. And it felt like I'd walked straight into a scene from a science fiction movie. I felt nervous and excited and full of anticipation. Of course, I had seen these driverless cars driving around, so I had seen people using them. So the logical side of me knew I was safe, but it's really surreal when you get in and the car starts talking to you immediately. It welcomes you by your name, tells you to buckle up, and then you press start on the large display screen inside and off you go.
Unbelievable. But how do you even order one of these rides? Is it the same like using Uber and calling for a car?
Yes, so it's exactly like ordering an Uber. The app is called Waymo, and I believe they're in three American cities at the moment. So basically, you order your car on the app, you track its progress, and then you can see on the map where it stopped to pick you up, and you check the car reg as you approach the car, just like you would do with Uber, and then you unlock the car from your app. It's actually very straightforward. Wow. And easy to use.
Was it scary at all or kind of exciting?
So, Paula, you would think it would be very scary, but actually it wasn't scary at all. Once you get over the mindset that you're actually sitting in a car with no driver.
And that's a hell of a mindset to get over.
It's indeed, yeah. But once you do get over it, it all actually feels pretty normal. The car goes at the speed limit, and it was incredible to experience the car sensors and algorithms working in perfect harmony, navigating through San Francisco traffic, obeying signals, and making real-time decisions just like a human driver would.
But Hayley, I have to ask, what happens if something goes wrong, like if there's an accident or the car gets confused?
So that is a good question. But even before COVID, Waymo was marking the map out of San Francisco. So it's been quite a few years that the technology has been here and it's been worked on, updated and polished. And the car has a large screen where you can perform certain actions like changing the music, asking the car to pull over or asking to speak to an actual human being. So if you're in a Waymo and there is an accident or the car gets confused, you can immediately chat to a human being or pull over for safety. And there's also a sign in the car asking you not to touch the steering wheel, because that is quite tempting. And it says that if you touch it, the car will stop immediately. So it's very safety focused. And although I have heard stories of Waymo going up the wrong way on a road, personally, I didn't experience anything like that.
Was it tempting to touch the steering wheel? I mean, I can't imagine sitting in the back. I'm assuming you sat in the back and you just see the steering wheel moving left, right, left, right. I mean, am I imagining it correctly?
Absolutely correct. Yeah, it's very tempting, but there are enough signs to scare you off from doing that.
Are there a lot of people using these driverless Ubers? What did you say? It's called Waymo.
Waymo,
or is it still quite new?
So in fact, San Francisco, I was really surprised by how many of these cars I saw on the road. They're really common. And for locals, it's now just part of their transportation options. So Waymo claimed to be the same price as Uber and Lyft. But in my personal opinion, I thought they were a tiny bit more expensive. Although, in fairness, you obviously don't have to tip a Waymo driver because there isn't one. So you normally do tip drivers in America, so the cost probably does even out equally.
Well, I don't know. I mean, in fairness, they don't have to pay a driver. Do you think that this could ever work in a place like Johannesburg or Cape Town?
Definitely. This is the future of taxis, and I think it's only a matter of time before this becomes the norm and a car with an actual human being driving becomes the exception.
Wow. And Hayley, honestly, would you do it again?
Absolutely. In fact, I only used Waymo when I was in San Francisco, even if it had a longer waiting time than Uber. They're fun and futuristic, and yes, I would definitely do it again.
Well, whether this is the future of transport or just a passing tech trend, it's certainly a ride worth watching. Hayley, thanks for giving us a glimpse into what it's like on the road without a driver. And that's Hayley Bentley, who is based in the UK, but was currently in San Francisco trying her hands at a driverless car, but that wouldn't actually reflect accurately what happened.